You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This week, Chloe's all like famous and shit. She's in an advert and everything. David likes to watch kids, and I fail a drug test twice. It's bad. So let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friends, co-hosts. We have David, who is convinced that he can predict weather by the sway of overhead power lines. And Chloe, who is really into polka music at the moment, like really into it.
That's
that kind of, yeah, I mean, kind of, if you say that, I don't know why I should put a plus in the thing, by the way.
No. What music? What music?
Polka music.
Polka?
It's like that kind of classic Russian sort of.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's totally what I'm into at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind
How
of like
you know?
I think
he's got his ways.
I'm pretty sure we're doing this job, by the way.
Yeah. I know, but I was like, what is that?
I would probably pronounce it polka.
Polka music.
Polka, isn't that how it's spelled? P-O-L-K-A or something like that?
Yeah, it's basically like Borat-style music in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's that kind of thing, like umpa stuff. Nailed it. Fucking
there you go.
That was
good, Tom. That was a good intro. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so hey, everybody. I am David. And
allegedly.
Chloe. Yeah, allegedly.
I was just going to say...
sorry for not having a podcast last week.
Well, there was that. Well, technically, there is still a podcast this week.
No, they're a week behind. They're a week behind now.
Oh, right. Well, that might be my fault, but yeah. But fuck, it's hot.
Was it because you were in a different country last weekend?
I was in a different country.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that. See, I wasn't told about that. That you were going to be in a different country.
Weirdly, Tom does not share info.
I am not good with my communication.
Well, you just like just speak to someone like we, you know, expecting that we should know this. So, I'm just walking down the street. What street? Oh, you know, I'm just over here in a what's his face. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I have been known for that. On the rarest of occasions, I have been known for that.
You talked about being in a Grab lorry the other day, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, because I'm in the Grab. I was like, are you okay? This is new.
Well, that was the week before.
Yeah, that was the week before, but I'm still, you know, just bringing that into account.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean, we've jumped from one thing to another. But the heat.
As an example.
Let's talk about the heat for a second. Fuck me.
Okay, how hot is it? I don't have my AC on. It's not on right now.
Right, well then, I say this with all the love. Fuck you. Genuinely fuck you. Because
that's fine.
Like, so I've been in Cyprus and English heat is a different type of heat.
It's humid as hell.
Yeah, it's horrible. And like, even people who come here and like they're like, oh, the British complaining about whatever, and then they come here and they're like, oh, yeah, this is miserable. But so we're in Cyprus and Kale's like, oh, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. It is hot, but it's a different type of heat. And yes, that's true. However, they're currently experiencing a heat wave. They've got alerts for the heat out there. And the only things that are the only species that's actually out during the day, because it's too hot for the lizards, it's too hot for the snakes, it's too hot for the scorpions, it's too hot for anything. The only species that is out in the heat are the British. Because the Cypriots, they all hide away. But no, 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 us Brits, fucking let's go out in this 40-degree heat, because fuck it, why not? But the thing is, the heat is deceptive. And I was in the pool for like the first day, and we were just like, you know, living our best lives. Fuck, I got so sunburned.
Oh, no.
I got so fucking sunburned. I had literal second-degree burns.
Did you not put sun cream on?
May have not done that. It didn't feel too bad. It was the pool. Yeah, I know.
Oh, definitely in the pool you need to do that. Because it magnifies magnifies it and everything.
Much worse.
We know this now,
how
obviously.
Have you not learned this?
How have you not known it before?
I don't know. It was stupid.
What about your kids? Surely, when you've gone outside with your kids into the beach or to the pool, you put suntan lotion on them because
but that's them. That's not me. Look after them.
To be fair, I've got the same.
I fucking just go at things and then regret my decision later. That's how that works as an adult. As an adult, it's all about the regret of things that you've done.
I can't remember the last time my arms and my neck and stuff, but my back has seen sunlight. I'd be afraid, to be honest, to take my shirt off. It would be so white.
It's so fucking... my back is... But I'm now in the itchy stage. I'm flaking. Ouch. I'm flaking like a fucking lizard.
So it's so uncomfortable as well.
Does Kaylee like peeling the skin?
No. She's been very supportive. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, so we're in the pool.
It is self-inflicted, let's be honest.
It is. Well, no, she's peeling as well, because she put some, like, some cream on, and like some butter thing on, and it reacted with the sun, and she's peeling as well. So she's
She put an oil on herself.
I can't believe it was some butter. But
so she cooked herself.
We were in the basically, yeah. That's what she's
does.
Doing,
she like, does she naturally tan? Does she tan pretty well?
She
or does
tans
she
unbelievably well?
Oh, okay, she's, okay. So that's
fine. To the point where genuinely, as the three of us here, the whitest of white people, let's be honest, we couldn't. This is as far as it goes. One of the very whitest podcasts going out there. She tans so fucking aggravating, like her skin is beautiful. It just makes me angry, but I love it. But so she was saying about, she said, I've got to come, we're in the pool, and she said, come here, I'm gonna go and check, I'll check your back and I'll see how it is. I'm like, you're not, you won't like it. She goes, no, I'm gonna be like a doctor, I'm gonna be all professional. So I back up to her and like she goes and then backs away from me. I was like, oh, that's not like a fucking doctor, is it? That's not like a doctor.
That's awesome.
That's
But when
it was
your
disgusting
skin...
Thank you for that.
Oh yeah. When you're when it does peel, you like, do you try to get as much of it off as possible without ripping it? Is that
No, but at the same time,
it's just nothing more satisfying than able to just rip that skin and it just comes off
sheet. I'm not doing that, but I have been satisfied with some of the little pieces that I've managed to get. Some big pieces, like there were some good ones.
That's nice. That is good. Yeah, it's been a while since I got sunburned. I went to a sunbed when I first came to America. We went to an apartment complex and they had free tanning. So I decided to go in for. Oh my God. Yes, Tom, go ahead.
The fuck up.
Why do I have to back the fuck up? There's free tanning. It's a little tanning booth inside in the apartment complex area where people hang out.
Also, what happens? Do you have to tie
it's like a perk.
Beard up.
I didn't have a beard. I had a goatee back then. But again,
tan and then this massive chest piece that's just white.
But okay, a lot of apartments.
A ring.
Here. Yeah, I'm sure I do too. Look, there's my neck. You've never seen that before.
No, I haven't.
Apartment complexes in America like to have little perks, little stuff to feel like, hey, free tanning. I'm like, ooh, because some people actually pay monthly for tanning. You know, they pay like $40 to go to a tanning salon or whatever, right? But you get it free here. Whatever. It was free. I went into it for 10 minutes and I've never been so burnt in my entire life. I couldn't sleep. I was so burnt that I literally couldn't sleep whatsoever. All I was
10 minutes.
I just went in for 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, and, the bats and them.
And yeah, I was just. I've never been in so much pain for such a long time. I know women, mothers have had pregnancy. You know, they've given birth, been in labor for over 24 hours, and you know what I mean. That was nothing compared to my sunburn. It was so bad.
Sunburn is horrible.
So that was
Have to kind of like ready yourself for turning around in bed or like just the idea of having like a t-shirt like on pain. Was just like, I'm like, it's Kayla's like, oh, you need to put a t-shirt on. And I'm like, honestly, I'll stay inside. If the options
just going for
are
a shower or something, isn't it? It's just so weird temperature wise.
Well, so last night I put cream on, put some E45 on there. And it started burning after about like 5 seconds, and I was like, I'm gonna have to go and wash it off. And the shower at our mum's is kind of like, it's just like a standard. It's a nice shower because it fires at you and you can feel it cleaning you. It's really good. But when you're sunburned, like the worst thing ever. Mm. So I got in the shower here, and Kale's got this. Like a shower head. I mean, it has this really pointless, I've never understood it. Like, it's like a misting mode. When you put onto it, it's just like, it's like a rainforest coming out, like just a really fine mist. I have never been so happy for a setting in my entire life as that thing there. Honestly, it was a fucking delight, was that shower head last night. I think I may have enjoyed that shower head more than a woman. I'm just saying, it was incredible.
Sorry, I'm sure a lot of women have said that too, in a way of like, a shower head is more.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you now, there's a mode on our shower head, and there is no reason I can think of that mode other than just for women. I cannot think of a reason.
Sunburn, obviously.
Oh, no, no.
Is it the pulsing one?
No, that one definitely will be for that, but it's just, I can't think of another reason for this particular mode. It must be for that exact reason.
Yeah. So heat, I have my 10-day forecast in front of me, you know, and it's just, I'm sure you guys, it's mainly the humidity is driving you guys crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now it's 24 degrees. And so it's all right. You know, tomorrow's going to be 29 degrees.
And 22 today.
33 degrees the next day. And yeah, you know, 32, 27, 25. So that's the weather that we're expecting in the next week. So at least everybody who is going to be celebrating the 4th of July over here, well, especially in this part of the country, and we'll have a nice little time. But definitely for all the hundreds and thousands of people who are over here listening to our podcast, you know, please wear some suntan lotion and don't forget to hydrate and fix that posture as well. I'm sure you need to fix your posture. Everybody needs to fix your posture. Yeah.
So we were talking about earlier about the humidity levels. So I Googled it's because we've got 82% humidity today and we're trying to work out what that actually means. So that means, so it basically feels like very, basically very heavy and sticky and just gross, basically. But in terms of saying what it means is the amount, it can go up to 100%. Basically 100%, you think about walking into a really wet fog, that's 100%. So you just feel like you just walk into all to that water vapor. That's pretty much what we've got, but heat-wise.
Wow. I do remember being in London when I was maybe 14, and it was in the summer, And I don't know, for some reason, it was kind of hot inside. I'm like, I need to go outside, get some fresh air. And I went outside. I was like, what is this? This is like the weirdest. It was the weirdest thing I ever experienced. I'm like, this is, it feels more inside, outside than it does inside, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just felt, I just never experienced it. It was so weird how humid it was. And I know this was the next worst one again. I think I told you that, I think it was Alabama or Louisiana. It was basically, I had to have the wipers on. Because it was so humid.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, I've just checked because Kale's staying out for another week, so she's still out there because her mum's birthday is this week. So I've come back for work, which I've talked about. But yeah. I'll talk about because it's been kind of interesting. But I've just checked. Her next Saturday will be 43 degrees out there.
That's too much.
What?
No.
That's too much.
I get a better watt in just a second. So that's 42 degrees, is it? That's
43 degrees.
Okay, 107. Okay, that is hot. There's nothing to laugh at. It's just that.
That's too hot.
100. I've experienced 107 quite a lot.
Have you?
Yeah. So I know how bad it is. I'm like, for some reason, I thought it was going to be like 120 or something, you know, but yeah.
It's bad. But that's not the highest temperatures. Like what's the, talk on yourselves while I search this.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Like
what are we talking about
now? We're talking about humidity. What if we're completely talking about something?
I remember being in 110 degree weather in, which is 43 degree Celsius weather in Las Vegas. It was so dry. It was kind of nice though, but because there was zero humidity. And it was just pure heat.
It's so, it's doable, isn't it?
48 degrees in Cyprus is the highest temperature.
Yeah. Anyway, so I feel like we haven't hung out in a long time. That like, and you end up talking about the weather because that's basically what the conversation is like right now. are we all still truck driving?
Yes. What do you mean? Are we all still truck driving?
I'm still employed. I am still employed by
a
trucking company. No, I did get a text.
They're going to do it for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just hasn't gotten back to me yet. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine.
Whenever you're ready. Good.
You know, like, no big deal. It is kind of funny, though.
The life he lives there.
It's going to be very weird for me to actually get behind the vehicle, behind the wheel of a truck.
Behind a truck? What are you doing behind there?
He
just follows trucks around and pretends he's a truck driver.
He sits there going,
yeah. I'm only going to be available on the weekends though, because I am taking my kids full time. I'm taking them out of daycare because daycare costs $150 a day for both kids. Jeez. So I can't just
wait. So $300 a day, is it?
For both kids, it's 150.
Oh, for 150, okay.
Yeah. So it's $300 a week. And that's only because I have them in 2 days a week. And it's just, I can't do it anymore. You know, it's just too much. It's too much. And I can work at nighttime. I find myself staying up till midnight working anyway. You know, so now I just got to figure out what to do with the kids because I'm not the best parent of figuring it out.
You're saving $150 a day. You can spend it. There you go.
Yeah. And so I just bought a bike for him, for the older guy. So hopefully we can start doing that. And there's other memberships we can get too. There's like a trampoline place that maybe we can get a membership for, you know, and that way we can kind of like, okay, let's go to the trampoline place on a random day.
Starship Troopers view again.
What are you talking about?
Well, you used to go to Disneyland all the time, didn't you?
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, that's not the same thing as...
No. Star Wars?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Chloe.
What are the white guys called?
Star Wars and Starship Troopers.
Are you sure you're not... No,
I'm
Star Trek.
Troopers. No. Star Wars. But what are the guys... They're called Troopers, aren't they? And the white suit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What are they called?
The Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. Starship Troopers is the aliens, isn't it? That's horrifying for children. Okay.
I haven't had Disneyland in a long time. That's been like 3 years ago since I last been to Disneyland, and I don't know if I'll ever go again. I don't think I ever need to go again. The kids are fine.
Yeah, you've kind of wiped out a little bit on it, haven't you?
Yeah. Indeed. But there's other stuff to do as well. As in, like, yeah, it's just like, imagine where you're forced to spend $300 every, you know, a week on stuff for the kids. You know what I mean? And like, it's just like, I don't feel so bad about buying stuff for them now, you know, that yeah. we're that. But daycare is important, though. They get socializing and all that kind of stuff.
Can you not take and they get to, like, a lot more learning.
I'm going to be doing a lot more research in that kind of stuff. Like a whole, maybe some like parenting and, yeah. and me stuff. Just yeah.
when you say
I need to do better.
Researching, you mean asking Gemini?
Yeah, I've already done that. Yeah, I actually, that's one of the last chats that I actually have is what can I do with my kids when they're not in daycare anymore? You know, and these are their ages and stuff. And
why don't you make you a 5-day plan with them? And actually have like a set thing of like today.
Well,
is
we're
this
working
day?
On. Well, we're going to work on that. You know, I'm just not. We'll figure it out. I'm just not. I'm not the very best of doing stuff with them. You know,
he'll give you some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just that during the day. There's a two hour part of the day where the youngest one takes a nap. So it's kind of like I can't really take him that far because he gets a good nap in bed, not really in the car. You're not supposed to nap in the car, you know. And it's just it's one of those things. I don't know. It's So I'm actually a full time dad now. You know, we're full time stay at home dad. It's just I'm not very good at it as a thing. I prefer to have she pay someone else to do it because I kind of suck sometimes.
Would
sometimes I rock.
Be cheaper to just get someone over to do it.
I've looked into that and it's not.
Is it not?
No.
Maybe it might.
Yeah, there's insurance. There's this, you know, if they get to get the back, you know, you gotta go through a company and.
Oh, anyway. Really? Okay.
But
that sounds sucky.
Anyway, yeah, well, that's just me. Yeah.
So basically, like, Mary Poppins was quite expensive.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins was very expensive. Yep.
She was pretty awesome. You'd spend money.
She was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I put up the tent in the backyard and I threw a bunch of balls in there. So they had a little bit of a ball pit and they had a good time. That was nice. They really enjoyed that. But
I like how your wife says you're great most of the time.
Most, I suppose that's fair. That's very nice of her to say that.
It's nice.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. What else do we want? I feel like we're stretching on stuff to talk about here.
Absolutely not. I was going to talk about trucks, but then you launch into about kids and shit. So.
All right. Let's talk about trucks. Fuck yeah! Let's do it. All right, this is where my wife will leave us because she's not interested in this part.
So. Well, I'll be honest, it's interesting, more quite interesting doing something different. But I've got like some, fucking drug tests have been an absolute nightmare. So I had two drug tests last week.
Right.
And
spontaneous. Spontaneous, like just.
No. So I've been on nights for it's a subcontractor through who a famous one, but I won't mention names, but they are upgrading the roads through for highways, and so because of where it is, it all needs to be done at night.
Right.
And they need the grab wagon for running muck between the two different points and doing all that stuff. So I've been on the grab bike, but I had to do a drug test for them, which is fine. But they didn't. The first two nights, I turned up early and no one was there to do all of this stuff. And the third night, they decided that was the night they wanted to do the test and the full induction and stuff like that, which is fine. Except,
you didn't turn up early.
Well, I take cocodamol from a back, which is opiate. An opiate come up as a fail, which I told them about, and I said, hey, by the way, I'm going to fail this drug test. And they were like, yeah, that's not a problem at all. And then they came back and they were like, oh, it's failed. I'm like, yeah, I know. So they said, I don't really know what to do because you can't work until like we've been cleared. So it's like, so what do I do then? Because I told you about this before we did this, and I told you it was going to happen. So then we had to wait for someone. So they paid, I think, nearly £1,000. Oh, it was like 900 and some quid or something like that for some guy to come out and to stand behind me. And he had to tape up everything in the bathroom. He had to tape down the fucking handle of the toilet, tape the fucking things. And he stood. And
what? To make sure you don't take anything?
Can you explain why?
So is it sort of wouldn't dilute the piss, basically, because otherwise it would come back and fail.
Right, okay.
So, do you know sometimes that when you're at a urinal, there's a guy standing next to you, and there's probably two people, and you need a wee, but you're like, oh, I need to piss, come on. And you start getting a bit of piss fright, don't you?
It's happened a couple of times.
Imagine being in a quiet office where there's only two people, this massive quiet office, and there's a guy with a door wide open, stood, staring at your back, and you're just there, holding this little thing, going, come on, just go, come on, just do this for me now. And then you pee, and then you realise, oh, I've not actually drunk enough water recently, so you've got, like, really dark pee, and you're like, and you have to make a comment about, like, hey, I know I need to drink more water. Could you not judge me for my piss? Because didn't think someone's going to be looking at that today. And then, so I've cleared this one, which is fine. And then, then the next day, I had to go for another piss test. This is for something, which we're all talking about. But this is for some other place, which is definitely not a nuclear site, but anyways. But so I went to this other one so I can get my clearance to be able to go into this other place. And I told them again, I said, and I have checked this. I've got the fucking evidence because here's the fucking document, which somehow nicely blurred. That works out quite nicely.
Clever.
Yeah, it was like, I was almost planned that. So. Again, the guy wrote down, and this is one of the ones where they have to send off the stuff. And I called up last week, during the week, because I would just need to double check about pay and which day I was getting paid, because it gets a bit weird with pay on when you're on holiday with law firms. And the last we're speaking to, who's the one that manages, she's like, oh, I can't, I'm not going to discuss it with you now, but I need to see you first thing Monday morning. I'm like, well, I can't deal with that. My anxiety can't deal with that sort of thing. That's not how anxiety works. I can't just push that to the back of my mind. I need to know now what you're talking about. And she goes, it's just to do with your drug test. I'm like, oh, the fact that I failed it. And she goes, yeah. And I said, yeah, for the cocodamol, the opiates. And she goes, yes. Says, well, do you take painkillers? I said, yeah, dear, we told them this. And she's like, right, well, let's come back, it's just failed. And I said, but I told them, he wrote it down on the fucking paper. I watched him do it. And I said, I've got the pink copy in my car. I can prove it, that he's written it down there, which I've done, and I've checked, and it fucking says on there that he has. So someone hasn't written that down and has just put failed.
Right.
But the thing is, that's a really serious thing. That, like, potentially I could have got sacked for that. Thankfully they kind of know me enough by now to kind of have put, like, figured out I'm not fucking off taking heroin or some shit. But you know, but there's still the same point that it's not good that
someone's failed to do something that could massively impact you.
Yeah. Really bad. Really, really bad.
So what did you have to do? Take your tablets in to show them, or like the prescriptions and that, to prove it?
I'd already shown them all of that. I've got it all, but I sent it into our office, and the office have contacted them, and hopefully by Monday it's all cleared up, but that's fine. But thankfully I don't have to go into this bloody meeting, which is good, because fucking anxiety levels can deal with that shit. But it's not okay, because, like, in the day they were following procedure, and it's someone wherever they detest the stuff, they're the ones that are fucked up on this. So yeah, I don't know, it's just really shitty. Like, I don't know if have you ever had to deal with drug tests before?
I have, but I've always passed them. I always get compliments on how much water I drink. They were like, oh, somebody, you drink a lot of water. Or
you actually, like, get compliments on that.
I actually get compliments, yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had to do one other than with the doctor. Never.
Really? You don't have to do it for your driver's license, for your truck driver's license?
No.
No.
No, that's a company thing, that.
It might be.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know they do random like drug tests at my place, but I've never been picked.
I'm kind of trying to think now. Do we actually? Because no. I know no, we have.
They don't do random drug tests.
Mouth ones, anyway.
I've never had a mouth one. I think
They're not very nice. They're not very nice. I've had a mouth one as well.
Yeah.
The actual nights themselves have been quite interesting. It's been something that's, I don't know. It's been quite exciting in a way. I know the novelty is going
to
wear off.
There's lots going on then to keep it exciting. Then how long is it for?
Yeah, thankfully. It's another week of it potentially.
Okay,
we'll see.
So it's not long term.
No, it's not. But it's been interesting. Like kind of. Oh, so like tonight, I'm gonna stay up until like 4 in the morning, like 4 or 5 in the morning, depending. Like if I can stay.
Are you going
awake
to work
long.
Tonight? Then are you?
No, but I want to get my body
into a schedule
because it's not till Monday night. But I want to try and get my body in the ready. Mode.
So you're gonna stay up tonight. You're gonna sleep during the day, and then you're gonna stay up for Sunday night.
Yeah. It's trying to kind of, like how have you guys had to do nights before? Have you not? Never.
No.
You should do at some point. Just to kind of.
I would be up for. I'd like to do like another, you know, just like take a random holiday week. Holiday, I say, but take a random week or something to drive a lorry somewhere random and stay out in it.
Do you have that?
You want to do a week of tramping, but do you not have a? You've got a walking floor, do you not?
We have got a walking floor, but it doesn't go anywhere to go tramping. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's companies nearby us that would do it. That I could probably say, can I just work for you for a week? They'd probably let me do it.
Yeah,
I just never done it. I've never done anything other than EMS.
Night. When you say what time? Sorry, what time do you say you start your night time again? And what time do you finish?
I'm starting at 8 o'clock. Well, 7 o'clock actually, because it's setting off time.
Okay.
But yeah.
And then you just basically work for like 12 hours or whatever, and you're
10 hours. So yeah, back for like, well, I say it's contracted 10 hours, but I'm usually back before that.
I've done all shifts, you know. I've started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and finished at like 4 in the morning. You know, and sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning when it's early, you know, but I've done the one time. Well, if you have to get to the other side of the country really quickly, you're kind of forced to get up like 4 hours earlier every day because of the you drive for 10 hours, you know, basically. And then you take your 10 hour break. You know what I mean? Which means you're getting up a little earlier every day. So like, I remember starting at like, I don't know, started like 6 PM, you know, 6 AM. And then the day before that, it was like, the next day was like 2 AM. And then just kept getting earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. So where it was all whacked. Cause I kind of screwed up on my figuring out when I was supposed to be there kind of thing, you know? So I showed up a day late to pick it up. And like, so I had to make up that difference. And before I left, I'm like, I need to figure out if I can actually do this. So, you know, did my calculations, you know, and I arrived 2 hours early, which was lucky. Otherwise, because if I didn't, it wouldn't have been a big deal if I was late. I just mean that I would have to stay there for the entire weekend till they, because it delivered on a Friday.
Right.
At around, you know, so I'd have to stay the entire weekend and then deliver first thing on Monday morning, which that would have sucked because that would have hurt me. And But it was a good little trip, though.
So in the UK, with the way that we work, so you can, because you need your weekly rest, and usually, I mean, I'm sure there are companies out there where you get hammered hard for this, and you do need to kind of do all of your exact hours. But I've never really had it where with your times, you are getting earlier and earlier every single day. Because I know technically that could happen in the UK, but with the way that it works, it just doesn't happen. Because you get into like sites, you're never traveling for more than a day.
Yeah.
Like realistically, unless you're going like it was only like once or twice where I had like a day of just driving, there was no sites, just basically I'd picked up and then I had to drive down. It was, I think, maybe twice in like the entire time I was driving that I ever had that. And so usually
you kind of extra once or twice, didn't you, on the old one of your old jobs?
Yes, but you're bouncing around a lot. So that would be probably one of the furthest ones that we did.
Yeah.
Where we do furthest regular ones where we do like Blackpool to Exeter, but you can do that in a day. Like that's not that's not an end of the world thing. But then usually the way it works is, you're normally kind of getting up to Blackpool at the end of the day, kind of driving an hour or two down the road and then getting down to Exeter and doing stuff like that. Like the only time I've ever had it was where I was in Fort William and we set off from there, or I'd set off from there and I had to go all the way to Southampton. So I'm sure it was Fort William or something like that. It was a fucking trek and a half, was that like? That was one of the few times where I literally can't do this in one sitting. This is going to be, I'm going to drive all day tomorrow. And then it's going to be the day after that I actually arrive. But that's one of the few times where your 10 hours or your 9 hours rest really did kind of come into effect. And you did start a little bit earlier the next day. But normally you get into a site, they get held up and you'll run out of working time before, you know, or it just doesn't really kind of work like that.
Yeah,
I think that would suck that.
When it comes to working time, like, okay, when I first started truck driving, there was no limit on your working hours, all right? There was a limit. It was 10 hours was the most you could drive, and an 8-hour break resetted your day. And so I struggled. They basically, once your 8 hours break is done, you're back to work. I didn't like that because I wanted to be able to wind down. You know what I mean? As in, like, I want to be able to like kind of hang out, have dinner maybe or whatever, you know. But
yeah,
a lot of times there were, because I was doing short runs. A lot of my runs were, we were regional, which is still pretty big. You know, it was basically Oregon and Washington and Idaho. All right. So basically that's where we stayed. And so that's still quite a huge amount. It was like 500 miles from, basically, because we couldn't go into California because of the size trailers that we had or whatever, right? Because there were four axle trailers. Anyway, but we had a lot of short runs where it's like 150 miles, you know, just maybe 300 miles if we got lucky. But a lot of them were like, just deliver when you get there. And it just put a lot of pressure on my sleep. And so I was very sleepy a lot. And it was just so unsafe. But that was back then, you know. But now having that extra, whereas now it's a mandatory 10 hours. There is some loopholes and you know, some split sleeping going on and all that kind of, but generally speaking, 10 hours is what you do. But that was much better. But they did give us 11 hours of driving now. But having that 10 hours just made so much, I was so happy with it.
How do you know how many hours you've driven?
You keep track of it.
But how?
Before it used to be a book. Now it's digital. Now it's, once your truck starts rolling, it'll put you on driving and
card.
Well, it's a computer, but yeah, sure. But we can actually switch it. You know, it's just like you guys. Yeah. You guys got like a computer
card that goes into it.
No, we don't have a card. It's just that we have a login and password, you know, so
oh, really?
There we go. So okay. Yeah, we just log in and there we go. And if, you know, let's say you're driving around a yard. All right. That's not going to be counted as driving time. All right. But you got to manually put it as yard time, you know what I mean? And kind of explain why you manually switch. Because you're a lot of, like, they do change stuff. I'm sure it's a little different now than what it was 2 years ago when I was last driving, you know?
Technically, it's the same here, where if you're in a yard, technically that doesn't count or shouldn't count towards your driving time.
Because it's different kind of work. When you're driving around a yard, you're more aware.
Yeah,
you're more.
It's not that. It's because it's private land. It's only, yeah. Your hours only clock up when you're on. But that being said, if if you started pulling your card when you got to a site and you started doing stuff like that, Volta technically couldn't do fuck all. Technically.
They would, though, because they would be like, why aren't you recording it?
Well, no, because you're not doing anything technically wrong. But at the same time, they're going to be like, this guy's taking the piss. I am going to find something to fucking nail this person against the wall. Like,
I would say, Phil's saying that it's
one way or another, you're getting done.
Yeah, but there's going to be missing mileage. They will do, yeah.
No, because it's not. It's still, as long as it's accounted for, as long as it's, if it's on private land and you're doing private work, like if it's, it basically,
if you're back at the yard and you're doing something, we've done things like we'll move trucks, things like that, it's out of scope. They'll put it down the missing mileage and explain why. But now, with Voter and everything, you've got to, if your truck's got a significant amount of missing mileage, they're questioning it, going, what the fuck's been going on here? Because our companies like that, they'll be proper on it, like, well, why is this truck missing out, like, mileage? Like, one
but
of
see,
the drivers...
the thing is, there's compliance stuff where that's not against the driver. I'm talking about your basic rules. And your basic kind of, like, fundamental rules are, if it's your own private land, you don't need to record that. But you are right. There's a lot of other stuff that's going on there where there's compliance things with the trucks.
Yeah.
But that's not to do with you. That's to do with the company. And why is there so many missing miles and stuff like that? That's a company thing. I'm talking about literally just you as a driver. You technically, if you're in private land, it doesn't need to be carried for. But
unduty
like
time.
I say, they absolutely because it's still you're still working time. It's still 100% working time. You couldn't have it as break or.
How many clocks do you guys have counting down on you? Because you got your driving clock and you got your working clock. Is maybe a break clock or we have a 70-hour rule clock where you can only work 70 hours in 8 days. So we got that timer going down on us. You know, is there more clocks for you guys?
Clocks.
So you got a drive time.
If you don't include brakes, I guess. Because if we can include brakes, fuck, so many. But it's,
60 hours for us.
Mm-hmm. In 7 days?
Less than that, isn't it? I can't bloody remember that bit. But you've got to take a weekly rest. You can limit your weekly rest every 3 weeks? Or is it every 2 now? I can't remember the rules. My God,
so
meant to be truck drivers.
My understanding of it is...
His understanding. Oh, my God. Asterisks right here.
I try to remember this now.
Yeah,
someone's
going to
correct
me.
I know someone's going to correct me. I'm bracing because we're talking about tackle regulations.
I didn't think you could do 7.
Is going to correct me on this. Right. So my understanding of it is it 40... You're supposed to have 45 hours off, isn't it? Or is it 40... Yeah, 45 hours off. So
you can reduce that
twice. But on the third week, you then have to make that up. So you can reduce it down to 24 hours. And I think it's twice that you can reduce it down. But like, say, for instance...
Not twice in a row.
Well, this was my understanding of it. My understanding of it was, and this is how it's in my head. So you can reduce it down. So say, for instance, if you reduce it down... to 35 hours on the first week and then 35 hours on the second week, you then have 20 hours to make up for because you've reduced it down by that amount.
Right.
So then on week 3, you then, because you, for the 3 week period, you have to have 45 hours plus 45 hours plus 45 hours. But you can kind of, hope someone's going to correct me on this,
David,
or if I'm right.
Out.
How long would it take for me to actually learn this? I wonder if I had had competent people explaining it to me.
I'm competent on most of it, but I don't have to worry about half of it.
Most of it.
I used to be.
The problem is, it's just too complicated. It needs to be simplified down.
There's a lot to remember.
Absolutely needs to be simplified.
It's hard
down.
For me to listen to what you guys are talking about and not in my own head compare it to my the way it was for me. So it's hard for me to like kind of zone into what you guys are saying and just accept it, whatever you guys, and then I just keep on thinking, no, that's a silly way.
The thing is,
it's very rare that you do stuff like this. Someone explained this to me. This is when I was on nights for Farrington's and I was running all of the down to the fruit market. And this is the first time that I actually had it where I was going into all of these different hours. And I was starting to get reduced breaks and stuff like that. And I will say that fucked me, that did. Like that was horrendous. That's probably one of the worst times truck driving, and I nearly refused to do these nights because of how bad that experience was. But I'm kind of
you're just sleeping at the wheel the entire time. Is basically what it was, or you struggled to sleep.
You were doing to London.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. You know, it wasn't. Wasn't I? Touch wood. I'm very, the one thing that I've never had done is I've never started nodding off at the wheel. I've definitely started getting heavy.
You've never done that before?
Never.
Nope.
Never. And I've been extremely fatigued, but for whatever reason, that's hopefully not something that I don't ever want to experience that, but I think I might have started getting close to it, but that wasn't what it was. It was my mental health that started degrading real bad. Like I started having suicidal thoughts and shit.
Oh my god!
There was at one point I was just like, I'm gonna put this truck into the barrier and just be done with it.
Jesus Christ! I wouldn't want to fucking hire you.
It was, and then I had to. Then there was kind of this snap thing of like, you're just tired. You're just tired, and I knew it wasn't a kind of. It was like I was consciously aware that it wasn't just it was fatigue affected like bad mental health. I mean, don't get me wrong, obviously, like there was other stuff going on, but it was definitely the fatigue that was like the 99% of it, and that was what was affecting me badly. And it was horrible. Was that like it completely put me topsy turvy. Whereas with this, I feel like I'm just staying up late. Mm-hmm. This feels a lot like I don't think I could do nights on tramping.
There's a lot more to me. Entertain you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it was. I think it was with this. I'm running, like, you know, I'll do a run, and then I'm jumping on the back of the truck. I'm using the grab, so there's physical stuff that I'm doing, and then my mind's constantly occupied. But when you're doing nights and you're just staring out of the screen, and there's no other cars on the roads, so there's nothing else to do. You're just lane one, just down the motorway, constantly, constantly, constantly. But then you'll get, after like 4 hours or, you know, four whatever it is hours, you then get to London and you've then got all of the stress of driving somewhere where...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You are very, very unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
Like, London driving is so completely different to what, well, you and me are both used to that city driving, but it's like extreme city driving, and there's all the cameras, and there's this, and then there's red lines, and there's red hatchings, and what the fuck does that mean? What are them things? God. Like all these different things, and then you'll get to this place, and there's like these complicated systems, like, oh, you have to go and speak to this person here and this person here, but don't go down this bit here. And then that forklift driver, you have to pay him cash. Because fucking, why not?
Yeah.
Pay a fucking forklift driver a ton.
I remember when I was working nights back when I first started. No, I was with my ex-wife, and I had to stop doing nights because my wife didn't respect my sleep. Because you get home at whatever, 6 o'clock in the morning, and so you go to sleep. The kids will be doing whatever, and all I could hear is her screaming at the kids to shut up. You know what I mean? As in, like, because dad's sleeping or whatever. I'm like, I tell her every single time. I'm like, I can't hear them. I can hear you. Just stop. And she didn't care. She just, again, we're both young, 23s, 24s, whatever. You know what I mean? We haven't learned that respect yet, kind of thing. You know, for other people's sleep, because sleep is important. I'm like, I can't stress this enough. I need my sleep. I will fall asleep at the wheel. The amount of times that I have pretty much dozed off, you know, and I don't even remember the last 10 miles, that kind of stuff, you know, and it's just like your eyes are just shaking like crazy, and you just, you know, and it was just where I didn't even want to come home. I was like, because I had a sleeper truck. So I was like, I would just kind of like, yeah, sorry, I'm not going to make it home tonight. I'm not going to make it home. Yeah, even though sometimes I'd actually end up sleeping at the intersection of where I would take to go home. You know, it's just because I just couldn't do it anymore. She was just, God, she was the worst. But anyway.
I found myself sometimes I'd park the truck up near the house. Because I was getting up so early, my thing was, I'm going to be getting up early in the morning, so I'm just going to sleep in the truck tonight and just walk around the corner to the truck. It's like, it's just so much easier if we did that.
It was. Home. Yeah, I literally did that before. But I stopped telling her that I was doing that, you know, because she, well, you're not going to come home? What she wanted was help with the kids, you know, and I didn't understand how hard watching kids was back then, too. Like, you don't have a job. Your job is watching the kids, you know? But now I understand how hard it is now, watching the kids. And sometimes you just need a break or another adult around just so you can vent or whatever, you know? And so, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Poor David.
It's fine now.
And David Shirley off for a second there.
Yeah, sorry. Memories. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, go on.
What?
I was just going to go crazy and just change the subject.
Just do it.
My advert?
Fuck, I do
Did
it.
See my advert? Did you see my advert?
I saw your advert. Well, because you shared.
You definitely sent it to us, so it was.
Why? I just want to bring it up.
I like it.
You go should on. Bring it up.
Talk like, about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, talk about it.
So it was this video that obviously you guys knew about anyway. I talked about it before that we were doing.
Just for the sake of anyone new. Who isn't aware
we get thousands of new listeners every week. So
basically, I did a video on the job for like a little mini documentary for EMS who I work for, and the actual video is
it was a lot shorter than I expected it to be. When you explained
not the
this
video,
that's
a snippet.
Oh,
the
okay.
actual video is about half an hour long.
Where can we watch this?
I don't think they've released it yet. But as soon as I know it's there, I'll send
Coming
it to you
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Basically, this one that I sent you, which I had no idea they were doing, is an actual advert. Like a full-blown advert that pops up on everybody's things.
On TikTok, so, on Facebook, yeah.
Facebook, Instagram. An
how come I'm not getting it here?
Well, it's weird that. It's like you don't live anywhere nearby. No, so... Yeah, it's an actual advert, so I'm nice and famous again in Silverwest.
You're in like 75% of that ad.
Yeah, it's literally just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is
so there's other
about?
People in the ad? Are they, have you, do your co-workers? Do your bosses? Yeah. Now, when you showed up that one day, I'm like, oh, by the way, you're recording today. You have screen. I was like, were you prepared?
They didn't give me anything to prepare with. They just like, oh, by the way, we're going to jump in the truck with you and we're just going to record you. And I was like, brilliant.
That's gonna so
be
weird.
Like the worst angle, double chin action. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be awful. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna wing it. Let's just take it. And yeah, I thought it was quite good though. I thought, ah, fuck it.
It's very good, yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
It looked quite good, didn't it? That's the electric truck that I'd never driven before either.
Is it really?
Yeah. So
it's
like,
a good thing you knew how to use those other buttons and whatever, you know.
Yeah, it took me a minute to refresh. Like in the actual video, like I said, just cut this bit out, and I was like going, which button is it? And I was like, yeah.
Don't tell me no, that's gonna be in the actual in
it's gonna be all sorts, yeah.
Because why wouldn't it be, you know?
But it's like you know when you listen to it back though, and I'm just like, what am I talking about? Like, because obviously they asked me to like explain what I was gonna do. So I said that I was going to like swap it all around. And then I was like, yeah. And then I unhitched the chains. I was like, who says that? You just take the chains off. Who unhitches chains? So now I've listened to it back going, who says that? Why did I say that? So
what was that one thing you said to the dude at the beach? It was like a repeated word, like good or something. That was like, I've never heard you say it before. It was like
when I got it signed off, it said all good or something like that. Was
I know, when as soon as you saw the guy for the first time, when you pulled up, you were like, hello.
Oh, or yeah, like, so it was like, hey Johnny, you're like, hey, you okay? Oh yeah, I said something weird, like, oh yeah,
it's gotta be nerve-wracking. Absolutely nerve-wracking. And because you had a few cameras on you.
Oh my God, it was like a full-on film set. There was like about three cameras on me. There was a drone in the sky. So it was just like looking around and smiling like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
But the problem is you're not in control of any of it.
No. No, whereas if you do your own videos, you can set them where you want them. You know where the camera is. Mm-hmm. You just completely ignore it because it's all candid, don't you, really? But this one, I was just like, I don't know where I'm meant to look. And then when I got the signature, I realized they were filming me. So I was getting the guy to sign it. I was like, yeah, thanks. And I was like, you know, when you just kind of stare at the camera, like, I was like, hey. And then walk off, like, hey, like, what do I do?
The sound, it sounded fantastic. The sound, as in, like, and
it was really good, actually.
Yeah, but it's also an electric truck. So there wasn't the competition of of noise that you normally have on a YouTube video recording.
Like, quiet.
And they had a proper moving camera, too. You know what I mean? It's like where it would zoom in, zoom out kind of thing, and kind of like it was kind of shaky. So it wasn't like, on a tripod. It was just, it was done very modern, like, you know.
They had,
so that
proper
was
cameras,
that was cool.
Like shoulder ones. You know, they put it on the massive ones.
Yeah,
massive screen. But yeah, it was full on.
Did the guy that you were delivering to or picking up from, did he know that this was going to be happening?
They had to get permission. Yeah, and obviously when we didn't know it was going to be such a beautiful view, like that camera angle and that was my idea, because they were going to pack up, and I was like, do you not want to just put the drone in the, like, leave the drone in the sky and I'll drive up and down the promenade? They were like, can you? I was like, hell fucking yeah. Like, when did you get a chance to do this?
yeah, fucking A.
So, like, yeah, you got the whole village, like, there's a proper video bit where I'm actually driving down the promenade and you got the sea view. It looks stunning.
Oh, well, they use it multiple times. You can see God, there's loads of... they're like, yeah, we're just going to keep
It's a proper advertisement in a way of, like, it's constantly... Yeah, yeah. There's no scene that's longer than 1 second. I mean, the camera view. So it's constantly changing just to kind of keep our attention going, you know, and so there's
really
so much
well
B footage.
Yeah,
it really was well done.
No, I did enjoy it. I was just a bit shocked that it's like the advert, like the face of EMS. I was not expecting that. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, and I'm talking quite a lot through it. And then I end as well. I'm like, you know, recycling what we can. Yay. And that's it, the end.
I think, but it makes sense though, because like you are the front line, if that makes sense. And
yeah, the drivers, yeah.
It makes,
now,
makes
I will
sense
put a link. I will put a link to this advertisement. Somewhere, anywhere that you are watching it, in the description or whatever. So anybody who actually wants to take a look at it, there it will be. So I would probably definitely go to the YouTube one.
It's only short.
It's it is really cool to see our own Chloe on there. You know, so
yeah.
See, so we actually drive trucks, but I was like, can't we do it in the Roro? Like, at least it would have been a bigger truck. It would have been more beastie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have looked better. But then again, I think they were wanting the eco shit, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, because the
audio
full-on...
is definitely better in electric truck than it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they could have gotten rid of that.
So. The really clever bit is, like, so I've seen the big, like, 30-minute videos. They've done, like, a full-on documentary And because we've now got our own incinerator, which powers everything, so they were trying to link it that everything gets recycled and goes back to the truck. Because technically, when we all like sort it all out, we've got electric shedders and all sorts. When it goes over to the incinerator, the actual incinerator itself then powers the industrial estate, which then powers the truck. So it's basically saying that everything, which is why they went for the electric lorry, is because just saying everything just gets back put back into the system. And like even
that's
like
quite,
the...
that is quite good. Although, yeah, is it incinerator is not insanely bad.
This one is, so it's a very state of the art. Like honestly, you watch the video. It's we've got our own recycling plant. It's all state of the art how it's powered, and then the waste product that comes out of it. Obviously, you get stuff that goes in the air. That is a given. But the waste product that comes out in the rotary that I tip then gets put back into the aggregate pile for recycling. Because it's basically sand. The way it's processed is basically sand rather than ash.
I want to make sure I heard this, heard this correctly. You burn stuff at your facility to power a battery, basically.
Basically power the whole industrial estate. There's a whole new housing estate that's going to go there, and it's going to power the whole of it.
I'm sorry, that's awesome.
It's pretty, honestly, when the video comes out, I'll show it. It is like 20, 30 minutes long, but it's actually really interesting to watch because it's, you don't like, even myself don't realize how much goes into it and things like that. It's quite clever. But it all starts like, obviously, with the granddad, and he starts with the cow shed and explains where he started it. And then it goes on to show all the family members and things like that, mm-hmm. and how they all run their little parts. And it's really good. It's actually really well done. It's like a proper little documentary, you know? It looks really clever, and I'm in it. So there's always a bonus.
you're going to be like the Caleb of Clarkson's Farms. You know, you just all of a sudden, everyone's going to love you, and they're going to want to take pictures with you.
Yeah, they'll see me out on the road, and I go, oh my God, it's the girl from the advert.
Or the girl from the documentary, because eventually it'll come out, you know, so. Isn't that what it is? A documentary? Or is it like a documentary?
Yeah,
no one's going to watch that, are they?
I don't think anyone's
going to watch it.
When have you ever watched a documentary for any company?
For a company.
Okay, out of curiosity, where is this being played? Is this going to be on YouTube? Is this going to be...
It's going to be on their like social media, YouTubes.
Okay, so this isn't going to be on TV. All right, this is just...
I don't know, unless they do.
This is one of them things that gets sent to other businesses that are going to partner with them. It's something, it's basically, it's an advertisement for like company to company, business to business stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I thought this was going to be on the BBC or something.
No, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
Maybe I'll write to them and we'll share it with them and say, oi, put it on there.
Yeah. And maybe Amazon will pick it up. Because it doesn't need to be the BBC.
I mean, I'd rather see Netflix more likely. Netflix picks fucking anything up now.
It'll be cancelled after the first season.
Someone really random to come down and work skips and things like that.
Yeah.
Who would be the terriblest one?
How's your game going, Tom?
It's not. At the moment, I'm going to pick it back up again. I start back up. I need to get back into the coding side of it, but I kind of got into a bit of an impasse where the map. I needed to finish the map off before I got into the coding side again, and yeah, I need to kind of sit down. I was going to do something when I was on holiday, but then I just did holiday things instead.
There's nothing worse than doing holiday things on holiday when you bring your work stuff. And it's like, why did I even bring my work stuff?
Exactly. Exactly. Why bring my fucking laptop all the way here? Ridiculous.
And your microphone, I'm guessing.
I had all my stuff with me, but
yeah.
It's just for whatever reason, I will say Kale's been trying to watch the video and she can't even watch it.
What video?
I think it's the fact that there's three videos coming through, or one being sent and then two videos coming in at the same time. It's just too much data for it to handle.
Oh, what? It just can't deal data down that way.
Yeah, it just can't. She's trying to watch it because I'm guessing it must send rather than it processing and sending one video of the three of us. It's obviously sending three separate videos down the line. So if you've not got fast enough internet connection, it just doesn't like it. Oh. Doesn't like it in the slightest.
So unfortunately, you had to go holidaying instead of working.
Yeah, disgraceful. Fucking disgraceful. How's your game going?
I've been ready for weeks, but I keep on adding little stuff. Just little stuff. I'm a little nervous because, just remind people, I am running it. I am doing all the updates via AI help. I'm using Grok, which is X's, Elon Musk's AI. And we do all right. It's just, it's funny, you know. But first of all, yes, it's basically done. I just uploaded the new builds to iOS and Android, and it's just going through the review process. And then people will be able to actually choose their own truck type, their trailer size, and their axle position. Now, I have made, because the levels are made for a certain size trailer, I have the option to actually lock that trailer size on particular levels. So they don't get to choose the trailer size. You know, like on the normal, there's 290 regular levels on all the normal levels. Yeah, and you can choose your trailer size. And you can do anything you want, but you won't be able to get 3 stars. So in order to get 3 stars, it'll be a message that pops up saying, you might want to use a 53-foot trailer to get that extra star. Or if they use the tiny little yard truck on a 53-foot trailer, you're going to have to use a sleeper truck, you know. And
that's quite clever, then. So they can redo levels later on. Like, they can keep passing, and then they can always go back and try and complete the stars.
And if you, I added a feature where if you use the long nose truck, which is a harder truck to maneuver, you actually get a spinning star. If you get 3 stars, so like a little animation, a little extra bonus there. If you, you know, so I did a lot of stuff like that, and like there was like I added numbers to every single level. If you know the levels that are locked or the levels that haven't, you're not able to click on yet. You know, I actually added numbers to that before there wasn't. Just this is a bunch of stuff that I wanted done years ago, but I didn't. It was never on the top of the list of priorities. So the fact that I'm able to do that kind of shit myself. It's just absolutely great. But now, speaking to AI, though, sometimes I'll ask a question. And like, it could be, now I'm hoping for a yes, no answer. And like, you know, but he gives me this, God knows how many words, just a ridiculous amount. And then he ends up rewriting all the 3 scripts that he just did. Like, why did you do that? Seriously, I was just looking for a yes or no answer. Why can't you do that? I'm not reading anything that you're saying. All right. Most of the stuff that you do type out, I'm not actually reading. All right. I just want to, I want the modification of the script so I can copy and paste it, and then I'll test it. All right. All this stuff you're writing, just stop it. Just seriously. Can you not? Okay. And then, you know, and then he goes, you know, and like, no. Meaning as in like, because all I wanted was a yes and no answer. And like, so, but he did reply back with a no. But that didn't mean it. But I'm constantly yelling. I'm like, because he's in code. It's just little, if you don't want the actual, you can put a hashtag or, you know, a number sign, what they're called hashtags. But if you add a hashtag and then you can add whatever you want after that, and it doesn't get included in the actual running of the script. But he's constantly deleting those. They're basically comments of what's going on. You know, there's just a comment that is hidden that you can see, but it doesn't actually do anything, but he's deleting them. Like, will you stop deleting the hashtag comments? Oh, sorry. Thank you very much for calling me out on that. And it's just, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm like, I get really frustrated. I thank God he doesn't hold a grudge yet.
Why is he deleting the hashtag comments though?
Because he's trying to clean everything up. I'm like, but I didn't ask you to do that. It's just stop doing it because it has no function. Because it has nothing whatsoever, but it doesn't need it. You know what I mean? It's just more for my own benefit. So like,
with Gemini, and by the way, we're getting fucking far too deep.
You guys love AI.
With Gemini, it just keeps adding fucking like the hashes throughout, and I'm just getting fucking comments and comments and comments. And I start reading through it, and I'm like, this one here basically says the exact same thing as this one here, and another one there is saying something about the one up there.
Yeah, the other thing is you could just say it to him, like, do me a favor, get rid of all these hashtags, if you know. But there's a crazy amount of those little comments. But one thing I learned It is like I still get absolutely amazed every day, every time I use AI, well, Gemini on my phone. If you're, because I talk into it, I don't type into Gemini. I literally talk. But there's an option where you can, there's a camera option where you can actually, it can see. It can see. There was this object. So I was driving by, and there's this person. They were throwing this thing out. And like, what is that? Is that like a? I was wondering. As in like, is that because I just bought a garden hose that's really long. I was like, oh, I really wish I had some. But it looked like they were throwing something like that away, a garden hose holder or whatever. Right? I'm like, I don't think it is. I'm like, so I opened up a Gemini and I turn on the camera. I'm like, what is this? What am I looking at? Here's what it does. Oh, that's a compost tumbler. I'm like.
What?
Really? She just knows. It just sees stuff and just knows. I don't know. It's just absolutely, I still can't get over it. I'm sorry I'm such a geek. I geek out about it, or I'm obsessed with the whole AI. It's just, it helps. It just helps me with stuff that I don't know. It is amazing.
I must use it at least 5 times a day.
Really?
On a quiet day.
Yeah, except for unless you're actually doing some coding and all that kind of stuff. But on a regular, normal,
like on a normal, at the least, if I will use it every single day at least 5 times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll use it constantly throughout the day, like asking it a variety of questions and. Just crazy.
It feels like an advertisement. Oh yeah, you know what I can do now? On Chrome, if you click on your icon on the top of Chrome, it actually does. You can have Gemini look at your screen. You know, and you can, so it can actually see stuff, and you know, instead of like not point the camera at the screen, but you know, on the actual web browser. You know, on your computer, it actually will see your screen and actually read everything and stuff.
That's quite cool.
If you wanted to, like, obviously, you know what I mean? As in like, I found that very handy when it comes to like, okay, seriously, you're giving me advice. Stop assuming stuff. Oh yeah, by the way, they love to assume. All right. Because you haven't given them all the facts. They're like, try fill in the blanks. I'm like, I told you, stop filling in the bloody blanks. Stop assuming stuff. If you need any, go on.
Have you had it dream yet?
Dream?
Yes.
I don't understand.
So,
this is where it doesn't, where there's no clear. So this happens. I've had it twice with Gemini, where it's just made things up. It's just straight up made things up. It did it once, I think maybe for a farming simulator. I think it was, or where it asked it to do something in particular. And it was like, do this, click on this, go into this option here, and then do this. I'm like, that option doesn't exist. That's not possible. And so I'm like looking around, trying to work it out, trying to do it all. And eventually I figure out, you can't do it, but that's not an option for it. It doesn't understand that this thing cannot be done, so it just assumes this is how it's done.
Yeah,
and
it just makes it up.
It just fucking just straight up makes it up. And then it did it for something else the other week where... that was right. Tortoises in Cyprus. I was like, I asked it, are there tortoises in Cyprus? So technically, yes, there are.
At a
and
zoo?
It knows that there are, but those are in a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I ask it, where can I find these? What sort of places do I look to find one of these? It then says, well, you need to find a rocky terrain, this and that and the other. And I said, what sort of species are there? And it was saying this. But at no point did it say that these fucking things were in a zoo. So there's me thinking I can go out and find a fucking tortoise. No, you cannot.
Yeah, okay, so that's happened a lot. It does, especially when it comes to trying to figure out how a program works or whatever, right? It says, you know, go to this part, go to this. And like, no, why are you saying that? Why are you telling me something? That's not a fact. I only want to know facts right now. All right. Only tell me something if you're unsure. I get very annoyed. Is all it is. You know what I mean? And like, I know this is huge, and this is way better than having an employee that I'm paying thousands of dollars a month for. You know what I mean? Because I'm paying like $30 for Grok. You know, and that's it. You know, so I'm getting a deal. And sometimes I just want to stop assuming, because that's basically what I did a lot of.
I have one for you, another one.
Go on.
My son's Chrome. I think he's got malware is what I think he's got now, looking at it. So my son's Chrome is crashing on launch. So you get a flash and it just shuts it down. And so I was trying to get Gemini. Now, I think the Google people have put in, made it so that it kind of goes through troubleshooting for you, assuming, oh, people are going to ask this. But at no point is on anywhere the troubleshooting does it say if Chrome does not launch. So I'm like, right, Chrome's not launching. It's doing this and this. Says what could be causing it? Says, well, it could be the extensions that could be causing it. Right, okay. So how do I disable the extensions? Okay, first you need to close all tabs in Chrome apart from one, and then click the first three dots in the top right corner. But Chrome's not launching. Ah, I understand. Launch Chrome and launch Chrome and click the top three dots, the top three dots at the top right, whatever it is. I'm like, but Gemini, Chrome isn't launching. I cannot get into Chrome. It's dead. It's dead, Chrome. It's dead. Ah, I understand. Sorry about that. Launch Chrome and and it's just not fucking happening for me at all. I'm just going round in circles for this. And so you have to ask very specific questions of like, okay, is there a way without launching Chrome that I can do this? Yes. You can try it one of two ways. First, launch Chrome and do this. Like, no, not that one. Not that one.
What was the second option though?
The second one was doing something which didn't work either.
I had the exact same problem yesterday, by the way. Right after I actually did a whole Chrome thing, I did a Gemini thing, and that was kind of weird. I couldn't launch it. It was just funny that you had it was the same problem. But yeah, I just turned my computer on and off again, and it worked. But did you try that, Tom?
Try turning it on and off. Yeah, I tried that one. Thanks, mate. Fucking appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it didn't sound like you did. It just kept on. You sound like you just kept asking Gemini. Yeah.
Well, no, it did it. And then a few days later, because I put Opera GX on there, Opera GX started doing the exact same thing. So I think he's got malware on there. I think he's been downloading some of it stupid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We could always download something else.
What, go through every operating,
yeah.
All of
that? Yeah, it'd be fine. Until it all goes wrong. Do you know what I found on Google earlier?
Yes.
You know, like, Logan's obsessed with his Pokemon now.
Yeah.
He keeps asking me to Google certain Pokemon. I've discovered you can catch Pokemon on Google.
What?
Yeah. How random is that? That's like AI stuff as well, isn't it? You literally go into Google, such a Pokemon, it's got to be like the original Pokemon, and then it comes up with a little Pokeball, and then you press it, and then it goes and catches your Pokemon ball, and then it like starts like trying to ask you to figure out more Pokemon, so it'll show you like a blank image with like an out silhouette, and then you've got to work out what it is, and then you search it, and then you can catch that one as well. It's really lame but cool.
That's
that was
cool.
Just my AI input there, you know. I was zoning
like
out
that.
So because I'm like not making a game, so I felt a bit left out.
No, I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, yeah.
I feel
very good.
Skip and run would be.
Do we have Facts and Wife?
No. Well, we don't. I don't. I'm not prepared. If we are, sorry.
You should be
sorry.
Yeah. Why are you not prepared for this?
Yeah, you should have known this was going to come
up. It was like every 2 weeks, but you didn't show up last week, and then it was just more like...
So this is the second week, so it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've had like weeks to prepare.
No.
You've had so long to prepare, David.
It's once a month, we get Facts of Wife.
And when was it last done?
3 weeks ago.
That's about a month ago.
I know, but it should have been 2 weeks ago, because of last week, somebody didn't have an internet connection.
But, you know, We delayed it for a week, so she should have done one. Disgraceful.
Yeah, don't worry. We catch up next week. I'll make sure this backs the wife next week. What are the little side things that we do again? I just feel like we all came really unprepared and like, what are we doing again?
Because we missed last week. I was trying to remember, like, something happened to me and I've been
trying
to
how do we podcast?
Thinking about
yes, I like I apologize. Done. You know, it's just, I don't know, I watched Kids.
Do you want to rephrase that?
I watch children.
while my kids are in daycare, I go off and I watch Kids. Is that?
Yeah,
I want to get back to truck driving. I miss it.
Yeah,
I do and I don't. I like the whole getting up whenever I want to get up. You know, hey, can I have a question? This is a kind of a more of a, so do you ever find, I find myself on when I first wake up in the morning, because I want to get some lights in me before I, you know, I get on TikTok or I'm on YouTube Shorts or whatever. Basically, it's always some short videos and I don't have to get up. Like this morning, as in I know the kids are awake. My wife's watching them and everything. Like, am I really choosing TikTok videos over hanging out with my kids?
Yeah.
And it just made me kind of feel shitty. I'm like, I really am. Did I put my phone down? No, I kept going. And it's just like, come on, David, what are you doing? I'm literally having a conversation. Why don't you just, is that what we're doing
did
though?
You tell
we do that
well,
a lot.
When they'll be annoyed, huh? Shut up, I'm doing what
yeah. I don't know. I get annoyed with myself. I'm like, why are you doing this? There is an addiction factor to it. And then it's just easy. It's safe. In a way, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't have to, it's easier to just sit down here and just go
sometimes,
and just
yeah.
flick,
yeah.
you know, keep swiping, you know, and I get very disappointed with myself. I just wish I could not be on my phone ever. I just can't, you know, but do you ever find yourself just like, you know, you could hang out with your kids, but you find yourself just on videos instead. Does that happen to you guys?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes.
I try not to.
It's not crack,
you suddenly
is it?
Find
so that's
yourself
that's good.
There.
Yeah, I get disappointed as well. You know, and it's just like, because I do, it's going to be the exact same thing every day. You know, it is. It's going to be, you know, chances are when I go upstairs, they might be on the tablet or they might be watching video, you know, might be playing games or whatever, you know, and it's just like, all right, let's just go through the whole routine. You know, or like a lot of times I go upstairs and they're doing it. And okay, I go straight back to my phone again. You know, I was like, so what was the point? I was more comfortable in my bed. But yeah,
it does get really addictive, though.
I would love to just not,
yeah,
have my phone as an option. You know, like we have talked about buying that little box that has a lock on it and a timer, and we got to throw our phones in there. You know, and that would be nice. But,
you can put that on your phone. You could get your phone to just lock out on certain apps and stuff.
Yeah, I did that, but you have the password and I unlock it. Yeah, I did that with a bunch of apps, but I just kept on, you know, just add another 30 minutes.
Gemini to like stop you? Do you think Gemini would do it if you said, don't let me touch my phone for an hour?
I'm sure she'd tell me how to do it.
She would go, get off, leave it out.
Yeah,
one, fuck off.
Yeah,
get the fuck out.
Go and look at your.
Especially when the weather's nice and all that kind of stuff. I just love being on my phone. I really do. It's relaxing. Sometimes, you know, like I know my youngest, the 2-year-old, we're going down a dark path with him when it comes to screen time. He's swiping and pausing, and you know, he'll look at something for like 4 seconds, and then he'll touch the screen and he'll swipe that little bunch of other videos and tap that, and then make the screen bigger. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, he's getting really good at it too. But it was like, oh no, we got to stop this. We really do. And it's just sometimes we need to have that little, what we're doing, you know, and then it's getting him off that. I'm like, oh my God, we are such bad parents. You know, we just, it's just easier to have him do that. And it breaks my heart that.
It is easy. Logan watches too much tablets, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, but
Logan comes out in the lorry with me and he watches way too much.
Oh, I imagine so. Is he going to be hanging out with you this summer? I was trying to ask him the question, but he didn't answer me before the podcast started.
We were watching fucking all sorts, like Saturday mornings, you got up and all you did was stare. And, parents were like saying the same things then about that. It's no different.
I suppose you're right, yeah. You've got every day when you come home from school, you watch your cartoons. Yeah.
True.
You know?
And I mean, a lot of them, you were watching it just because there was nothing. You were waiting for one of the good programs to come on. And so you had to switch between 1 and 3, depending.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there was always that kind of...
I was curious about this.
There was that one time when Princess Diana died, there was no fucking cartoons on at all.
So I was talking to my wife about this now, right? And like, what is the difference between watching a 3-hour or a 2-hour movie or being on TikTok for 2 hours? Because I was like, why are we not complaining about videos? Why is it okay to watch a movie and not be on TikTok? As in like, we're getting entertained. And then it was, she was like, she asked me in a way, as in like, well, you're getting stimulated nonstop with TikTok videos. You know what I mean? It's just, you're getting the best of all the videos of being on. But in a movie, it's kind of, it's got an up and down. You know what I mean? You got a story going on. Yeah. And so, and I was like, oh yeah, that is a little different. Even with your 30-minute videos, you know, that you're watching when you were younger after school or whatever, right? It's not an entire stimulant video. So it's like, so it is a little different and you don't really get to choose. If you get bored, you kind of you know, doze off, but you know, you kind of drift away and then you come back.
Yeah.
But if you get bored on watching a video on TikTok, you swipe. Ah, there we go. Now I'm stimulated again. Swipe. Okay. I'm not done. I'm not stimulated. So you just got to keep going. And so there is a difference. So, I was just, it was a good answer. I was like, hey, I really appreciate that answer.
Clever answer.
Yeah. But, so yeah.
Makes you feel bad again when you say it like that. I start to feel good about it. And then,
but then again, they said this, like, because when books were starting to kind of become more popularized, like people were saying, like people were saying how like kids are getting too much into books and they're forgetting about
the
real. This is a genuine thing. And then the same thing when radio came along, then when the TV came along, then you know it was always the same thing. I don't know. I mean, it's one of them things where it's in moderation, I guess. But
phones replace papers. Remember, like people were like nonstop reading papers. That's no difference to being on a cell phone, and you know, it's just you're stimulating yourself when you're bored. You know what I mean? It's just like there was this one video I saw today where as like if you're giving your 2-year-old a tablet. And like that's the worst thing you could do because he's not learning how to be bored. He needs to learn how to be bored. Otherwise he's going to be an absolute nightmare to control because he's going to not nonstop need to be, you know, stimulated. And so that's like, oh boy, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see that video. I don't want to be told that, you know. I want to be ignorant. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. But no, I will say now.
I actually, you know what? A lot of these TikTok parenting videos are bollocks. Because they're all fucking... But I will actually say, I do kind of agree with that. I distinctly remember, like that boredom when I was a kid and, like, trying to work out what I should do and, like, kind of coming up with whatever it was and then... I remember like building a massive tracks of like things for my matchbox cars to go down just because I had nothing else to do. But then I don't know, does that not happen now just with in a different way? I don't really know.
Or just in a virtual way.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe I'm preventing him from being like video games. All right, my kid loves video games now, particularly one. It's called Astrobot. All right, and it's fantastic. Astrobot is definitely my favorite game out there. I could play that game professionally, how good I am at that game now. You know, nearly. There is a lot better people out there, but I've gotten really good at it. But Desmond, like watching his progress, like I remember a year ago where he didn't even know how to turn the camera, you know, because it's a, you know, you're controlling a 3D character, a third person view, and you can move the camera around, you know, with your sticks, whatever, right? And he struggled so hard. You know, he'd be facing a wall the entire time. I don't know how to not face the wall. Of course, when you change the camera, that means that actually changes the control on the right too. Like, first of all, you're going forward, but if you change the camera, well, now you're turning. you know, at the same time. So it's, you know, but watching him now, he finished one of the games in like a morning, where it's just all the levels, and like, it's just, I love seeing that progress, how good he is now. You know, he's able to do multiple stuff at once. You know, he knows all the buttons. I'm so proud. I just like that way he can actually, but only on a handheld controller. He can't do the PC. There's just the buttons.
It also gets exciting when it's like that, because then you can actually start playing with them as well, like two-player games and that.
So we do a lot of that. I considered playing video games with him, as long as I'm next to him, kind of like not as bad as screen time, because we're interacting, we're sharing, you know, we're going back and forth and we're talking about it. It's just so that's not so bad. It's just
So the game that me and Ollie have is something called Terraria. And it's a game that me and him have played for years. Like, it's a game that I've played for longer than he's been alive. But it's something that, but it's now become like we have these phases where we go through it every now and then, and we just get fully into Terraria, like fully into Terraria. Like we're waiting for the new update 1.4.5, which we've been waiting for like a year and a half for this update, and we've got like a whole action plan of what we're going to do when it comes out, and very excited for it. But like it's nice because like when he comes round, he's got like a lot of Terraria merch, like the like t-shirts, stuff like that. His birthday's coming up, and he's going to get more like. It's kind of like it's our thing is Terraria. It's kind of like a sacred thing for us. And it's really nice to have that with him. It's really, really nice to have that with him.
That's cool.
That is.
Trying to get him, childhood with him.
I'm trying to get him to do other games. You know, it's just, there's a learning curve to it. Have you heard of Sackboy?
I've heard of it.
But I don't know what it is.
He's like a little doll that is, it's a stuffed doll kind of thing, you know, and it's, again, it's just a third person view game, you know, like, it's very kid friendly, you know, it's kind of like puzzles or whatever, you know, but as in like, but we keep on drifting back to Astrobot because we really know how to play that. We have finished Astrobot probably, I don't know, six times. We get like three, save areas, you know, and we've constantly having to reset them. Because if the game gets too hard, he gets very frustrated and he starts yelling at him. Like, remember now, do you want to restart? And then we can get to easy levels, because you're rescuing bots. You're basically rescuing like 330 different bots, and you know, like let's just restart, and that way he can relax and not be so frustrated. Because at the end, like I got to give it to the game. They made it extremely hard at the end to get these extra bots, where you just know save points, you got to go through a crazy amount of different obstacles, because it's basically an obstacle course, you know, and I've been frustrated like hell, like where like I gotta walk away, I'm done, what's wrong, I'm getting angry, I gotta walk, I'm sorry, I'll come back to it another time.
That's quite funny.
I am getting so frustrated right now that I keep dying, but
well, see, Ollie gets like that, where he doesn't like getting too hard, he gives up quite. But then with Terraria, fuck me, he's good with it. Like, there's two bosses, which are there's something called the Moon Lord, and there's the Empress of Light. The Empress of Light is known as probably one of the hardest bosses in the game. And I was just dying by just death. I'm looking at his screen, he's still going at it, like, still battling it. And at the end of it, we won. And he's like, wow, we won. I'm like, honestly, that's really nice of you, but no, you won that.
I love it.
I just sat and died the entire game.
When he does finish a level, a lot of times he hands the controller off to one of us, parents, and sometimes we're like, no, just keep going. I'm like, no, he just starts to be a huge fit. I'm like, just try again. And then when he does get it himself, he's so happy. He's so proud of himself. I'm like, and it's like, see, didn't we tell you could do it? It's just that the monster looked really bad. You know what I mean? Because it's a big, huge gorilla that's the size of the screen. And it's like, it looks kind of like very intimidating. But then he realized like, oh, wait, it's not actually that hard at all. It just looks like it was that hard. And so, yeah. But anyway, that's so yeah, he's playing video games now, which is awesome. But sometimes
it is more fun.
We got to. Oh, I was saying too, as in like, if I stopped a video game, because you know, there's kids out there who literally basically have no restriction whatsoever on video games. You know, they basically have never from the very start. Parents that didn't give a crap. They weren't bothering the parents, so they throw them in. And then they become like superstars in the gaming world, you know, and they're just the best, and they've made fortunes, you know, the YouTubing and streaming and all that kind of thing. So if you were strict on them, they wouldn't be that. You know what I mean? And like, so sometimes it's like you never know which is the right thing to do. For all you know, as in like your kid breaks all his bones in his body because you made him play outside, you know? So which is the right thing to do? So you can't predict it. You know what I mean? You got guidance and let's just hope that guidance actually works. But so I sometimes like to like, you know what? He's fine. Probably. You know, we'll see. But
just don't know. As long as he's happy. That's all I say. As long as they're happy.
And yeah. Happy. Sometimes not too happy though. We got to keep them down to earth a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to upset them occasionally.
Keep your children happy, but not that happy. That's the advice here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Right, thank you so much for listening. I have to do this very quickly because I have to go for a poo. So we're just going to do this really, really quickly.
You don't need to say that. You just do it quickly.
Thank you to all the patrons. We've got I'm Having an Orgasm, Jack Goodwin, Justin Reaney, Phil Starkey, Stephen Patterson. This month's giving... Oh, fuck. So much stress and panic right now. This month's giveaway winner is Truck and Nozza. They're two different people. Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, Danny Friendle, Crown King Master. You guys are all fucking legends. Thank you very much for that. We shall see you next time. Bye-bye.